It's 9 o'clock.
Starting with national news, a car left the road in central Bettenburg this morning, hitting a traffic island and causing rush hour delays. There's currently no information on whether anyone was injured. New cameras on the A3 carpool lane will count children as passengers. Minister Yuriko Backes has confirmed the silhouette detection system, now in testing since December the 1st, verifies vehicle occupancy. Only vehicles with at least one passenger or public transport may use the lane before sanctions begin for solo drivers. Luxembourg business investment remains dynamic but below pre-COVID pandemic levels. The latest European Investment Bank survey has found that a majority of businesses are expressing concern about the overall geopolitical situation, and 69% fear new rules and regulations discourage investments. Prime Minister Luc Frieden has announced that CSV faction president Marc Spoutz will become Luxembourg's next Labour minister following Georges Michaud's resignation. In international news, 67 journalists were killed worldwide in the past year, with Israel responsible for nearly half, according to Reporters Without Borders. 503 journalists remain imprisoned globally, primarily in China, Russia and Myanmar. 2025 is on track to be the second warmest year on record, according to the EU's Copernicus Earth Observation Programme. Data shows global average temperatures from January to November ran 1.48 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, slightly cooler than last year's record high. The Czech Republic gets a new head of government today. Right-wing populist and billionaire Andrej Babiš won the elections 2 months ago and will be sworn in as the new prime minister in Prague this morning. He's considered openly EU-sceptical and previously had the role from 2017 to 21. And in a shock twist, Paramount is trying to scupper the Netflix acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery and has launched an all-cash tender offer of $30 per share. Moving to sports, and in American football, Tony Jefferson intercepted a Jalen Hurts pass in overtime to give the Los Angeles Chargers a 22-19 victory over Philadelphia yesterday in an NFL thriller between playoff contenders. And in football, Mohamed Salah has been dropped from Liverpool's squad for their Champions League tie at Inter Milan tonight after the Egypt star criticism of his treatment by boss Arne Slot. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It'll be a dry day, but although things get off to a cloudy start, there's a chance we might see some sun breaking through the cloud cover later on. Temperatures have already climbed to 8 to 9 degrees, rising to an unseasonably warm high of 12 degrees in the afternoon.